Until recently, northern Alaska was one of the places that archaeologists weren't exactly in a hurry to dig. That's because the permafrost functioned kind of like a big freezer where artifacts could stay well-preserved until researchers got around to excavating them. Of course, that's changing. Permafrost thaw and coastal erosion mean that more sites are at risk of being lost or are already gone. And Alaskan archaeologists are joining a national conversation about how to confront these sorts of changes. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig has more.
Ann Jensen is an archaeologist who's lived in Utqiagvik for over two decades.
Moved up here in 1996.
We're walking into her lab in the Barrow Arctic Research Center on the far north side of Utqiagvik. Over the decades, Jensen has excavated many different sites across the North Slope. And increasingly, that work is becoming a race against the clock.
I mean, it's like burning down a library, basically. You know, if you see a library burning, you should at least, you know, try and get the rare books out.
In the Alaskan Arctic, several things are happening at once. One is that the ground is getting warmer, which means that eventually, frozen artifacts will start to rot. Another is that as sea ice disappears from the Arctic Ocean, the coastline of the North Slope is more vulnerable to storm damage. And that means that all kinds of archaeological material is disappearing into the ocean in big chunks. Jensen goes to a cabinet in her lab and takes out several artifacts, carefully labeled and sealed in plastic bags. One is a fish hook recovered from a nearby archaeological site in 2013.
Had we not excavated this in 2013, there was a storm in 2014 that took out not only where this was, but an 11 meters, or about 33, 34 feet, directly in from the bluff. Was undercut and slumped and fell apart. So this would have all been gone.
It's lucky that Jensen got to these artifacts in time, because in a state as big as Alaska, she says there are probably thousands of sites that archaeologists haven't excavated or might not even know about. So what do researchers do? One idea is to change the way that research is actually done in places like Alaska. Jensen is part of a committee of anthropologists that are currently urging institutions like the National Science Foundation to fund a surge of documentation of what's there now and analyze it later.
Having a cycle that's just getting the data and getting it stabilized enough so it doesn't rot in the bags, you know, it goes off to the museum and is taken care of and then gets analyzed a little bit further down the road, ideally. You'll wind up with more data 50 years from now than you will if you just do normal science.
Another thing they're talking about is coming up with what they call a threat matrix, basically a way to help assess which sites are most vulnerable to climate change, which could then factor into funding decisions. Jensen acknowledges that there usually isn't much money available for social sciences like archaeology, but she hopes that the time pressures archaeologists are now under, not just in the Arctic, but in other places across the globe where coastal erosion and sea level rise are a problem, will spur more attention to the field. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.